In Genesis chapter 3, we're going to be talking about it's an important subject, but it's a bad subject. If you look over in verse 14 of Genesis 3, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put it to me between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." Notice the serpent has seed. That's where we're going to kind of focus today, church. And the Bible says, "And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Talk about Satan's seed. You know, Satan has a seed. And it said here that the woman had a seed, and her seed is Christ, who is our Savior. And his heel was bruised when he was hung on the cross. But Satan, his head was crushed when Jesus hung on the cross and rose from the dead. So Satan is a defeated foe, although he's allowed today to go about testing people to see who you're going to follow. You're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ or the devil. You're either serving one or the other. You can't, there's no neutral ground. We're either serving Christ because we've been saved, or we're still lost. That's Satan's seed, according to the Bible. The first promise of a Messiah is here in 3:15. God, after Adam and Eve had sinned, disobeyed him, God made a promise, "I'm going to send a Messiah, because man has become a sinner. He's separated from God. He can't get back to God. He don't want to get back to God." Unsaved people don't want to serve God. They don't even want to know about God. Why? They're so occupied with the flesh, what the flesh wants, this sin nature. That's all we're interested in. I want to go at the beach. I want to go at the mountains. I want to go wherever, you know. I want to go golfing. I want to go fishing. It's my only day off Sunday, you know. I worked hard all week. That's the flesh. But in our bulletin today, we had a scripture: we're not supposed to forsake going to the house of the Lord to learn wisdom, to learn how to find real life and true life, and a life that God will bless you, and you'll rejoice to serve the Lord once you get to really know the Lord. This is so important. With the promise of Satan having been working as hard as he can to come cut off the Messiah and to keep all people he can from believing in Jesus. This is what the devil is doing today, church. The devil is working overtime. Keep people out of church. Keep people out of this book. Keep people from hearing about their sin condemns them. The devil's promoting that. But Jesus Christ is trying to warn people, "I love you, but your sin separates you from life eternal." Just as the woman was promised a seed, so Satan has a seed, and this is what we're talking about today, Satan's seed. The woman had a seed, but her seed would be Christ, the Messiah, a Savior. Isn't it interesting that it was the woman that led Adam to sin? And yet God is going to bless the woman by letting her have a seed that are crushed the head of the serpent, the devil. The devil used a serpent there in the garden. Satan's seed are demons and anyone serving in his kingdom of darkness. That means all unsaved people. And we all have been in that position. All, every one of us. We were serving the devil because we are the devil's seed. God promised from Adam and Eve's son Seth a lineage in which a young virgin would be with child of the Holy Ghost, who would be the Son of God, our Savior. God used the third son of Adam and Eve, Seth. And from his lineage, if you can trace it down in the Bible and the genealogies and see how God used the lineage of Seth to bring us a Savior into the world, even the Lord Jesus Christ himself. With Adam and Eve sin, we see the seriousness of sin against God. When Adam and Eve sinned, you know what they did? They went and hid. Why did they go hide? They hadn't been hiding before when the Lord would come. They'd run to greet him. But now they go hide. Why? Fear. Sin brings conviction. You know you've done wrong. Every one of us in here have had this. We know we're guilty of doing something wrong. Every one of us. And Adam and Eve went and hid. And they had been covered, it appears, with a Shekinah glory of God. But when they sinned, they became naked, exposed. Let me list some of the things sin caused. Just some of them. Storms. Diseases, like the COVID today. Violence, pride, selfishness, greed, murder, pain, suffering, wars, and death came because Adam and Eve sinned and passed it all the way down to me and you today. We are a race of sinners, every one of us. But God loves every one of us so much. Did you know God loves you? God loves you so much, he sent his son, his holy son, to rescue you. If you're a wise person, you'd rush to Christ to be rescued. You don't want to go to hell, that's for sure. Because hell's going to be something else, folks. The devil's even going to be in there with all the unsaved and his demons. It's going to be awful. Words won't tell how awful it's going to be in hell, the lake of fire and brimstone. And it's not only going to be hot, it's going to be a stinking, rotten place and dark. With Adam and Eve's sin, we see the seriousness of sin against God. God cannot and will not allow sin without consequences. God always deals with sin with either the angels or with men. When Lucifer talked a third of the angels to rebel against God, that was an unwise choice. They all got thrown out of heaven and wound up down here to torment us, didn't they? Yeah. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, as by one man done this, brought sin into the world. Since Adam was the first man, he's the head of man. The Bible says that by one man sin entered in the world and death by sin. Adam caused people to die by disobeying God. So death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. Now I see and I notice a lot of people today, especially young people, they act like they're going to live forever. But I tell you what, you go walk through the cemetery. These babies out there. There's teenagers out there. There's young adults out there. Just as many as there's old people out there. If you walk through a cemetery and you'll notice it's like that. Because death is appointed, but God didn't say what day you're going to die on. But your name's on the calendar to die if Jesus don't come and rapture the church. God made it clear to Adam he was not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but he did. Does anybody, your parents ever tell you don't do this or don't do that, and you did anyway? Why did you do that anyway? We're sinners. Boy, we're nice, aren't we? Oh, Miss Vashti, that's a big grin, honey. We're sinners. Hey, folks. And God is holy. He cannot look on sin, church. God's looking for righteousness. And our righteousness, Isaiah says, as his filthy rags. You can't go to heaven by how good you live. You can't live good enough. You're a sinner. So the only way you can go to heaven is by somebody else's righteousness. And it's God's Son, Jesus. His righteousness is given to us. When we really repent of our sin, trust Jesus as our Savior, we are given the righteousness of Christ to clothe us. We don't go to heaven because I lived a good life or because I did this or I did. You go to heaven if you believe on Jesus as your Savior, and his righteousness lets you go to heaven because you're clothed in his righteousness. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. The Bible says unto the woman, he said, I'll greatly multiply your sorrow, woman, and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because you hearken to the voice of your wife, having eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. I tell you what, folks, all the thorns and the weeds and the difficulty in trying to raise a crop is because of the curse. The curse that God pronounced right there. The reason you have problems today in your life and I have problems in my life, there's a curse in this world. There's a curse everywhere. Things rust. Things rot. Things die. It's a curse. Praise God. This old book says God's going to make a new earth one day. We won't have that problem. Won't that be something? Won't that be something? Amen? And so, it's all because of sin. Sin causing you to cry, hurt. Sin. Genesis 3:16-19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return to the ground, for out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and to dust shalt thou return. Adam died after 900 years of life. He lived over 900 years. Good thing he weren't on Social Security, ain't it? He'd have rode it a long time. But he died. No matter how long you live, you're going to die. It's appointed. The seriousness of Adam's sin is seen in all the curse upon creation. It affected all creation. It affected the planets out yonder. Sin is powerful. Again, it is seen in all the diseases and the sicknesses and the suffering and the death in the world. Sin's behind all this. Satan is our enemy. And every baby born in this world has Satan's nature to rebel. You look a little baby. It ain't got to been here but just a few minutes. You see it'll rebel. It's got Satan's nature. That's Satan's seed in it. He's a sinner. And we're all in the same situation. All of us. We don't want to hear it, but that's still the truth. That's still the truth. Satan is our enemy, and he'll never tell you the truth. Jesus said he's a liar and he's a murderer. That's who Satan is. And yet most people in the world are following Satan. They're living for Satan. Most people. They don't think they are, but they are. According to the Bible. And I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible. Therefore, all unsaved people are living in spiritual darkness. They can't see because they're Satan's seed. They're helpless. They can't cause themselves to see. No. You see, only God can open up your blinded eyes. Amen. Only the gospel of Jesus. The Bible says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. You got to believe what the Bible says. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to believe him. For he that cometh to God must believe he is. Amen. You got to believe this book. Got to believe what it says. That's what the Bible says. This is why the unsaved don't think God would send them to hell. They don't believe God would send them to hell. But I got news for you. God ain't going to send nobody to hell. He's not. Everybody chooses to go to hell. They'd rather go to hell than serve God. That's how blind people are. That's how blind people are. They'd rather go to hell than serve God. It's pitiful. That's Satan's seed. You can't change it. Only God can change it. When you're willing to humble yourself and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I recognize I'm a sinner. I want you to forgive me. I want you to save me. God will save you. He don't turn anybody away if you're sincere. Yeah, he'll save you. This is why Jesus told the religious leaders of his day that they were the children of the devil. Get this, folks. Jesus told the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, you folks are of the devil. Why? They had the devil's seed. They hadn't really trusted God. They were living a life by the law. They thought by living by rules and regulations that'd get them to heaven. No, it won't. Just like today, coming to church won't get you to heaven. Being baptized won't get you to heaven. Being a church member won't get you to heaven. Preacher can't get you to heaven. You got to repent. You got to turn from sin. Turn to Jesus. Cry out to him. He'll never disappoint you. Amen. Start living for him. But until then, you got the devil's seed in you. And he's leading you where he's going, to the lake of fire, to the lake of fire, to spend eternity. You know, that's what's so sad. It won't be for a week. It'll be for eternity. No end. No end of screaming and hollering and gnashing of teeth. And oh, it's going to be so awful in the lake of fire, folks. It's going to be so awful. Nobody loves you in the lake of fire. No friends in the lake of fire. That's what sin will do, and is doing to most people. Yeah, that's what Jesus said. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, talking to the Pharisees, religious leaders, you'd love me if God was your Father, Jesus said. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar. This is what Jesus said to these people, religious people. And he's the father of all lies. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Let me ask you something this morning. Do you believe Jesus? You believe this book is true? Yeah, you can't get saved if you don't believe it. You got to believe it. Jesus said in Matthew 23:33, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, deadly poison. How can you escape the damnation of hell?" Jesus said to religious leaders. You can't escape the damnation of hell. Now, they were so religious and they were so proud of their religion, but it was not going to get them to heaven. It's going to be a lot of church members nowadays, folks, think they're going to heaven, but they're going to die and fall right into hell. They just got religion. You got to know Jesus, folks. Jesus is the Savior, not religion. Jesus is the Savior. He's the only Savior. He's the only hope. In Matthew 13:37, he answered and said to them, "He that soweth the good seed is the Son of God. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one." You go out and sow a field of, let's just say, wheat. You just pour out wheat all over that field. And you wait till the wheat comes up. There's going to be something else coming up out there with it. Tares. We call them weeds. Yeah, you know who put the weeds there? Jesus said the devil. And they kind of look like the real wheat. Yeah, the old devil. He's got people today in churches and in the world. They look like they're saved, but they're not saved. The devil's done that. The religious leaders were always trying to trap Jesus and thought they were serving God because they didn't like Jesus. Because they were descendants of Abraham, they thought they were following the Mosaic law. They believed in Moses and Abraham, the Pharisees, the religious leaders. But there was no salvation in that. That Mosaic law was just given them to show they needed a Savior. And they just accepted the fact that that was the Mosaic law. We just need to obey that. Yeah, but nobody kept it. Nobody can't keep the law and go to heaven, folks. This shows us how people can be so religious and still be lost. That is like someone today thinking because they're a member of the church, they were saved or baptized or took communion. And Catholics are bad for that. They've took communion, you know, that means they're saved. Oh, the Catholics, it's going to miss heaven, folks. That's a religion. Hey, they worship the idol of Mary instead of Jesus. Yeah, Mary's more on their diet than Jesus. Yeah. Satan's seed. Man is born into a spiritual darkness, the kingdom headed by Satan. We come into this world as sinners, lost, every one of us. Man is trapped there and they don't know how to get out. They don't want to hear what God has to say about it. Man wants God to leave him alone. Some people even go to the point they'll say, "I wish God would leave me alone. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to serve God. I just want to do what I want to do." Well, see, they're lost. They're blind. They're deceived. And that's Satan's work. He don't want to give up his seed. He wants to deceive man. And what he's doing, I've said many times, he's just spiting God if he can keep some of them getting saved. Because he's spiting God because God threw him out of him. Yeah, he wants to be God, but he won't ever be. Oh, he won't ever be God. Man is satisfied being a sinner, not believing he's already condemned. You know, God's already held court. God's already held court, church. And God has found everybody's guilty. Everybody's condemned already. Jesus didn't come to condemn people. No, they were already condemned. He came. Jesus said, I came to save, to seek and to save. Jesus is saying, come unto me, and I'll give you eternal life. But who's listening? Who's listening to Jesus nowadays? Who's interested in Jesus? We got so many gadgets. I think that thing you, so many is holding in their hand, riding up and down the highways and everywhere else. That's the God of this age now, looks like. When I came along, we didn't even know what a phone was. Amen. In fact, when I was born, we had one light in the house, and it had a pull chain on it. Yeah. Back there in my office, I asked Tammy about washing them oil lamps Mom and Daddy had back in the 30s. They're still back there with some of the same oil that was in them back in the 40s when they put them in there. That's the way we were raised. But today, there's so many gadgets getting people's attention. I ain't got time to go to church. I might miss something. Yeah, you sure are. You might miss something. You might miss salvation, worldly one. You might miss salvation. You might get paid off with hell. Might get paid off with hell. Man thinks he's good today. Oh, everywhere I go, well, I'm a pretty good person. Who said that? That person said it. You know what God said? There's none good. By God's standard, none of us are good. Now, I thought Mr. Chavis was a pretty good man. But Jesus said, nobody's good. Not on our own. Not on our own. Jesus is the only one without sin. Praise God, Jesus took away our sin. Amen. Our sin has been taken, put on the cross of Jesus, on Jesus himself. And God judged Jesus. And God won't ever judge sin anymore. He judged sin one time. That satisfied God. He won't have to judge sin anymore. Because my sin, all your sin, if you're a saved person, has been put on Christ. And God has judged Christ, so we won't be saved. That's the reason you can't lose salvation. Amen. You can't lose salvation. All sin's already been paid for.
Well, if I get saved and I sin again, won't I lose?
No. Your sin was already paid for. You might lose some rewards. You might get taken to the woodshed for disobeying God as a child. See, people just don't study the Word of God and rightly divide the Word of God. Amen. When you're saved, you're saved. That's what the Word means. You've been saved. You've been given eternal life. You've been sealed. You're in the hand of Jesus. You're in the hand of God. I ain't going to get lost. Amen. Not if you were saved. That's the key. Were you saved to start with? Did you just have religion? That makes the difference. Church. God says none are good by his standard. None are accepted by his standard. That's the reason the only way you can go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. He's the righteous one. He's the one that paid for our sin. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 about the prince of the power of the air. According as you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. That's people that's lost. Paul writes about there at the church of Ephesus. And he says to them, God has quickened you. God has made you alive. You were dead in sin. But when you believed in Jesus Christ, you were made alive unto God. And he goes on and he says, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You see, he's telling us that these believers at Ephesus church in the past had lived for the devil. But when God saved them, he made them a new person. He made them a new person. And he gave them life eternal. Their names was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, church. That's who you are if you're saved today. You're one of God's little children. Your name's written in heaven. And at any day, the Lord could come get you. He could come get you through death. But what we're mainly looking for nowadays, with what all's going on with Israel and other countries and in our country, we're looking for the rapture of the church to take place at any second. Yeah, I look for it every day. The rapture just might be today. Yeah, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians at Ephesus of how they once lived before they were saved. They lived like the world in disobedience, following Satan and his demonic crowd. Yeah. Why do Christians have so many problems if we're saved, if we're God's children? Why do we have so many problems? You had any problems lately? You have any hardships lately? Wow. All the time we're in this world, Satan is in opposition to us. He's working against us. You're a child of God, the devil's going to come against you. And he ain't going to put up a sign, and he's not going to call you ahead of time and say, I'm coming. No, he just lives on you, trying to deceive you, trying to disappoint you, trying to hurt you. That's why we need to stay in the Word of God, to be encouraged. The Lord said, I won't ever leave you. I won't ever forsake you, folks. Amen. But the devil's going to come against every one of you that's saved. You're going to have some problems and troubles and trials. It's called Satan's. He don't like you. Yeah, you're on his no-like list. Amen? Yeah, he's the devil, folks. He don't like us when we get saved. When we get saved, you know what happened? We left the devil. He don't like being left, but we left him. So he's going to aggravate us if he can. And you know what? God allows it. Why? To keep you on your knees. Keep you close to the Lord. Keep you to see you need the Lord. To show you how helpless you are. Oh, listen, folks, in your troubles and trials, your heartaches, your disappointments, your crying, your struggling, Jesus is with you. You know, I have found in my life that at times like that, that's when Christ is more real than ever. That's when Christ is more real, when you're going through problems and troubles. Yeah, what a Savior we have. He ever's working to discourage us or to deceive us because he hates us. He don't want us. You know what? I'll probably get some feedback from this sermon talking about him. And my wife's shaking her head because she knows how it works with the devil when I preach about him. I'll probably get some feedback because I'm preaching against him. Yeah. He's working to discourage us. Because he hates us. And God is often to blame for the devil's work. Did y'all know that? The storms that kill so many people blame it on God. It might not have been God. It might have been the devil, folks. Amen? Amen. When tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, flood, etc. come, many people blame God. Why did God do this? Who said God did it? People that's ignorant, unlearned in the Bible. Yeah, the devil. Don't you remember how the devil come down on in Job's day with a storm and killed all 10 of his children? That was the devil. Stole all Job's herds, killed some of his herdsmen. Who was that? That was the devil. Weren't God. Ah, folks. Yeah. In Genesis 3:15, though, here's some good news. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Satan has already been defeated by the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Satan's already been defeated. He's just on a lease now, being used to test us, see who we're going to serve. But the day's coming when he'll literally be cast into the lake of fire at brimstone. That day's on the calendar, and he's working just as hard as he can to get as many to go to hell with him as he can, and he's working trying to keep them going there, folks. But he's going there. Amen. He ain't going to escape, because my Lord is God, amen. My Lord is God, and he's going to put him in the lake of fire for eternity. Today, God is using Satan to test us to see who we're going to serve. Want to see man in his rebellion. Look at all the people out of church today. Look at the people out of church today. Go to their pleasure resorts today. Look at the people. Not time for God. Not time for God. God is looking for obedient people who love him. Do you really love the Lord? Do you really love the Lord? Do you love to serve the Lord? This is important, church. God is looking for such kind of people. You want to see how much God loves you? Look at that cross. Look at that cross, how much God loves you. Because you're that important to him. He wants you with him. And he went through all of this for that reason, folks. So today there's a constant struggle as we battle the powers of darkness in heavenly places. If we could open and see into the spiritual world right now, you'd be shocked at how many demons are standing around in here. Yeah, they're going to be reporting back to the old rascal. You also see a lot of holy angels in here too, holding them demons at bay. Amen? Amen? What I would like to remind you of is what happened to the holy angels was that with God, who was holy and beautiful when they were created, but when they sinned, they became evil and wicked, and they must look like imps now, because considering how they were once created as such beautiful angels in the presence of a holy God. Why in the world would they rebel against living in such a paradise, and yet they did. Midway to 7-year tribulation, God is going to enable Michael and his angels to cast Satan and his angels down to the earth without any access to heaven to accuse the saints. Right now, the devil can go to God and accuse us to God when we fail the Lord. You see that? They say they're a Christian and they're not tithing. You see that Christian there? That they're not faithful to go to church. You see that Christian there? The devil keeps saying to the Lord, they're not even witnessing for you. But you know what? The Bible just said here, God's going to have Michael to throw him down to the earth. That's what's going on now. But during the tribulation time, Michael's going to throw all those demons and the devil down on the earth. And that's what's going to make the tribulation time so horrible, when the devil's down here in a way that he's not now. Oh, folks, I'll tell you what, don't stay here. Be saved. You don't want to be here when the tribulation time comes. Jesus himself said, and the prophet said, it's going to be the worst time in human history. And there's been some bad times. But this is going to cap them all when the Antichrist gets here, folks. And I expect it just about any time. Keep your eyes on Israel over there. And it looks like these nations are forming to come down on Israel, like mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Could happen any time. Yeah, we need to walk careful before the Lord, loving the Lord, trying to get out the word of the Lord, church. That's what our mission is here. We're a Bible church. We're not an entertaining church like most churches. We're a Bible church. We just teach the Bible. It's the word of God. It'll change your life if you believe it. It'll change your life. The Bible says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him, Revelation 12:9 says. That's going to happen in the tribulation time. In Revelation 14:9, at the end of the tribulation, at the end of that seven-year tribulation, Satan and his angels will be chained in the bottomless pit until the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Christ is going to rule for 1,000 years in Jerusalem over all the earth. There'll be peace and prosperity like this world has never known before. All the wild animals will be like kitty cats. They'll be so tame. Won't be any danger in a snake's poisoning during that time, folks. Going to be peace, prosperity, no war when Jesus Christ is ruling from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful time. And even in that time, people that's being born and growing up during the 1,000-year reign, at the end of that 1,000 years will rebel against Christ and follow Satan in one last war, and fire's coming down out of God from heaven and destroy them all. And then Satan will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Oh, folks, victory's on the way. And we're going to enjoy it one day. Amen and amen. All of Satan's seed that refused to trust Jesus as Savior is going to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone for eternity. They'll never get out. They'll be there forever. And on the other hand, me and you that saved are going to be with the Lord in a paradise on a new earth. That is so glorious and wonderful. The church will be living in the new Jerusalem as described in Revelation chapter 21. That's our home for the church of Jesus Christ, which is the bride of Christ. That's so important, folks. We're going to always be with the Lord because the church is the bride of Christ. Revelation, and I'll conclude by reading this verse from Revelation 22:10. And he saith unto me, John said, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, that is unsaved, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, Jesus said, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. You've been saved. You've been living for the Lord. You're going to get a reward when the Lord comes. And the Lord said at the end of time, when time is no more, that people that are lost will be lost forever. They'll be filthy forever. And they'll be unjust forever. They can't get saved. Won't be any more opportunities. But those of us that are saved, we're going to always be righteous by the righteousness of Jesus Christ that we receive by faith, church. Yes, Satan has a seed. And it seems most people are Satan's seed. They're lost. They're undone. They're separated from God spiritually. Dead in their sins. On the way to hell. And don't even care. Don't even care. Because they're blind by satanic powers. And the only thing that'll change them is the Word of God. That's the only. I can't change them. You can't change them. Only what this book says and believe by faith can change a sinner to and being a saint. Yes. The gospel is about the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. And the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. You believe Jesus died on the cross for you, you can be saved. If you'll just say, Lord, I'm that sinner you died for. I want you to forgive me. I want you to save me. I want to live in heaven with you, Lord. He'll save you. Yeah, you have to believe it. You have to believe it and ask. You got to ask him. You have to. The Bible says you got to humble yourself. You got to humble yourself and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone here today that's not saved, the Lord wants to save you. The Bible says today's the day of salvation. Today's the day you can get saved if you want to. My dad said he got saved out in the cornfield plowing many, many years ago when people plowed with a mule. Daddy said he got saved out in the field. You can get saved anywhere. You don't have to be in church. You can get saved riding down the highway. You can get saved working on your job. You get saved when you're willing to humble yourself and admit God's already said you're a sinner. But if you'll admit you're a sinner, say, Jesus, I want you to save me. And get in a Bible church for heaven's sake. Amen. Stay in a Bible church. You got to hear the word of God, folks. You can't be entertained to heaven. Amen. You got to be hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. A lot of people think they're saved today. They're not saved. They just have some emotional experience. Let's pray. Living God, speak to hearts today. You know every heart in this sanctuary. You know every relationship. Lord, you love every single one, no exception. You want every single one to be saved, no exception. And if there's someone here that's not saved, Lord, you know. I pray you deal with those hearts. Draw them to yourself, Lord. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know how important they are to you, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you want to show them your love throughout eternity. And that you want to enjoy them throughout eternity, Lord, in your presence. Have your way, Lord. Lord, bless this body of believers here, Lord. Accomplish your will here for your holy name's sake, Lord. And we'll always praise you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. You invited an altar this morning to pray. Come and talk to the Lord about your problems, troubles, situations. We offer it every day. If you're not saved, we offer you the opportunity to come, somebody to talk to you about the Lord and help you to know the Lord.